Little Beth Ditto from Fake Sugar Dawes before that with their new single Passwords. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. And as promised, we have more live music for you, this time from returning guests. Far From Eden is getting ready to release their new album. It is hot off the presses, the copy I hold in my hands. The release is called Time for a Falling Sky, and they're going to be celebrating on June 16th at Oscars in Vandalia. We're going to tell you more about the album and about the show, how you can party with them, and about what else they have coming up this summer. But first, I'm so happy to welcome the band back into the studio, and they're going to play some live ones for us. Take it away, Far From Eden.
the where we got the title of the album from. That was called Counting Falling Sand. And this next one's called Revolution.
Choose your weapon and form a Bastille.
Far From Eden, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome back, everybody. So happy to have you here.
Hey, happy
Thanks
to be
a lot,
back.
Juliet.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So I hold in my hands your latest release, Time for a Falling Sky. Tell me a little bit about the process of putting this one together.
Well, we've been working on this one actually quite a while. What we ended up doing is we had four songs that were on our EP that we ended up having to redo. And when we redid them, they were already like part of this bigger piece that we had been working on. And Rick kind of came in right in the middle of all of it, but he made it a lot better. And so we put it all together, and it's all about time and space, battles, explosions.
You know, we took those early pieces, which were about time, and our newer ones, which followed the same theme, and we created a full length that really spans kind of the lifespan of a civilization, quite a chunk of time that's covered on the lyrics.
Nice. So what was it like for you guys taking the songs that appeared on the EP and not just, you know, adding a new player in on them, but also sort of making them become part of this larger body? Did you think about the arrangements of the songs differently, or how did you tackle making them part of the whole?
Already, Nate kind of switched guitar a little bit. He was playing one thing during the time that we recorded the EP, and then he kind of like had to go. We were minus a guitar player for a little bit, and so Nate had to kind of switch up his guitars just a tad bit.
Yeah, I played a bit of rhythm and lead and other rhythm and other lead for just a little while.
And so you need like eight arms to do that?
Well, apparently just four. It's much easier now that I have Rick on the other side of the room. But it did require, you know, we changed up some of the parts where I had done them before. Rick liked a specific one, and so I switched and did the opposite. A lot of the writing is counterpoint between the two guitars especially. So it was just a matter of figuring out who's doing which section. And since we had reorchestrated them, it made perfect sense to re-record them the way that they are now.
Awesome. It sounds to me, just in hearing you guys perform, just in comparing performances between like the last couple times you've been on and now. Well, number one, like I can hear your sound evolving more, you know, and I can hear the difference in the guitars for sure. But one thing that really stood out to me is the way that you guys are playing with dynamics now.
Yeah.
That moment in the second song you played where we pulled back and got real soft. I mean, that takes not just skill, but a lot of synchronicity among band members to be able to pull that off well and make it sound crisp and not sloppy.
Thank you. That's one of my favorite parts of the album is right there where everything pulls back. Josh takes it with the bass solo for a moment, and Kim's very breathy vocal comes in, and then it all builds back up through my guitar solo.
It's his guitar solo.
Yeah, I love it. It makes a huge dynamic, and it ends with me.
It's also just pretty crazy going from like what you seem like a 90 to 100 miles an hour, then trying to drop down to like 30 miles an hour real quick, and you know your body's already adjusted to the tempo that was just playing, and then like I gotta like take like maybe a breath or two and try to catch.
But that's kind of like life. life is a lot like our music, I think, is kind of what we're trying to get more into, I think, when we're writing the songs, is about expressing all that stuff in a musical way. And that's complicated. Life is complicated. It's emotional. It's up and down. One minute you're calm, and the next minute you're paranoid and freaking out. So, you know, and everybody's that way.
Like, absolutely.
And you can't hide it, so.
I love that. I love that sentiment running through it. In terms of arcing the album, so you had the four songs and this theme kind of emerged and you shaped the album out of that. Was it apparent right away that that's what was going to happen, that it was going to be all part of this whole, or was that part of the process of making the album, was the discovery of this theme and this arc?
Yes and yes, I think. You know, some of the early ones may have been written just because, you know, Kim and I, we discussed the feeling and the emotion of a piece before I write the lyrics. So in some way, she informs that. But once the first two were written, maybe accidentally dealing with time in different ways. But once I saw the trend, I definitely made a concerted effort to stick with the theme in some way on the following five songs. You know, it's not always real blatantly. You know, some songs about time are very abstract. Mm-hmm. There are no concrete nouns in there. And
plus, one of the new songs that we actually recorded, Still Alive, is actually an old song. And it's the oldest song that we still play because we've been doing this for a while. And, you know, it's evolved from this, in case people didn't know, it's evolved from this acoustic duo of Nate and I. And we were playing covers and originals and just kind of chilling. And then it has grown into what it is now. So Still Alive is actually one of the, I think it's the only song that we all... that we still play, but none of these guys were here when we wrote it.
Oh, like, wow.
So. Yeah, it's the oldest song on the album, but we had a little extra time.
It's never been recorded like this, though.
Yeah, it had never been recorded, and we had a little extra time in the studio. It's always been a fan favorite. And
we did that one totally live, one take.
Nice.
And then, looking back on it, several people said, well, it doesn't fit the theme. And they said, well, heck yeah, it does. It's loosely about time from a theological.
Yeah.
I said, oh, well, okay, I can see it.
It works.
Yes, it totally works.
Well, in talking about, you know, the lifespan of this project, Kim, your vocals have evolved and changed so much throughout this process. And just hearing you sing now, you have grown and gotten so much stronger as a singer, especially going from, you know, the sort of duo, acoustic duo, to singing this style.
Thank you.
It's pretty amazing to hear your vocal journey.
It's been a blast. I've definitely learned a lot over the last 10 years. And had a lot of fun with my voice, trying to take better care of it and to keep it while I can.
So. I was going to ask you as a singer, you know, having you know, been through the lifespan of this band so far, like, how are you approaching singing and vocals differently now than maybe you were in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning of probably this project and maybe another one. I really didn't have too much self-confidence, that's for sure. I hadn't done a lot of gigs, and now we've done a lot of stuff together, and I'm not nearly as nervous as I used to be. I used to be kind of really, really worried about messing up, and then I learned, like, something happens every time you play. It doesn't matter whether it's here on the radio or at a gig. Something always happens, and once I figured that out, it kind of took the stress out of it. And it's like, you know, I'm just here to have fun and enjoy this moment while I'm doing it as much as possible. The other thing that really changed for me as far as vocals is I now write a lot more melodies. I really didn't think of myself as any kind of a songwriter. I'm just like, I'm the person singing the stuff that somebody else wrote for me. And now I feel a lot more like I'm part of the band. I get to help contribute a little bit as far as, like, when we're making a turn in a song and whether or not that's flowing right and things like that, small things. But
we've come to appreciate Kim's ear in other ways beyond just being the singer, that's for sure. She has a lot of talents. Singing is one of them. But, yeah, the new confident power that she puts out on stage is really something.
That's got to be exciting to be able to just embrace the moment and just be in it, whatever that moment may bring.
Well, man, I got four awesome guys here with me who are seriously talented musicians, and if they want to play with me, then maybe I actually have something worth something, and I should just not worry about it, you know. So I love being on stage. I love having the power behind me, and these guys rock.
We're talking to Far From Eden. Their new album is called Time for a Falling Sky, celebrating the release on June 16th with a show at Oscars. Tell us a little bit about who's going to be joining you on stage for that one.
Oh, we have Yerf opening the show. I really like them. Have you seen Yerf?
I've not gotten to see them live, but they're one of those that people keep telling me about.
They're a diverse band. You know, so many bands in Dayton. I want to say they come from a hard rock punk kind of source, but they quickly diversify.
Yeah, there's pop sensibilities in there. They had an electric violin with them last time we saw them. They're awesome.
I like them.
And they're opening up our show, and then we have Suffer These Wounds are closing the show. And they are wicked tight band, awesome musicians. It's going to be a killer show.
Excellent, excellent. And, of course, the album will be available at the show, and I understand there's some cool new merch on the way for you guys as well.
Yes, we have a cool new merch package. We have some, our buddy has actually been printing us up some stuff with his 3D printer, and we have some new coasters and magnets and keychains and some other cool stuff. And we're actually putting together this big merch package. We actually have a contest that we're doing for the show. So because the album is called Time for a Falling Sky, we want people to get their best Falling Sky headgear together.
A little bit of Chicken Little here.
Yeah, you've heard of Hawaiian t-shirt, Hawaiian shirt contest. You've heard of ugly Christmas sweater contest, but we want people to wear their best Falling Sky headgear. And then we'll vote on it at the show, and then the winner will get a giant merch pack with the CD and t-shirts and stickers and buttons, all that stuff.
I love it. I love it. And moving forward from the 16th, I know you guys are keeping busy. What else can we look forward to this summer from you?
We have a show on the 22nd of June at Jimmy's Ladder with Scarlet Revolt and Choke Hazard and a couple other bands. And then the very next night, we're actually at Oregon Express in downtown. We'll be playing with Evil Eye Gypsy. And
Seth Kanan.
Yes, those guys are awesome. It's our
They're
first time playing
the
with them.
Yeah, we like them.
And then at the end of the end of July, we do have something booked at Yellow Cab. And then also in August, we're booked for a Gemfest fundraiser show. So that's going to be awesome,
that one
too.
We'll be up at Oscars with Shade of Red. We're excited about that.
Excellent, excellent. So a lot to look forward to from Far From Eden. The first date you want to mark your calendars for is June 16th at Oscars in Vandalia. They're going to be celebrating the release of their new album, Time for a Falling Sky. Go there, get your hands on the album, wear your best Falling Sky headgear for the merch competition, and it's going to be quite the party. We've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Details on the gig, and you can connect with the band there as well. But what do you think, guys? Shall we do some more live ones?
Yes, I want to have Rick introduce this last one because he didn't talk at all. And you have to kind of force some of these guys to get their way in there between us talking. So, Rick, take this one out for us.
Barbed Wire Empire. Heck yeah.
Thank you.
jogging along, trying to lead to crash, golden day from gone by. Sick in the head, brain full of blood, they die. Brakes run the machine, nothing, not us. On wire and wire, afraid the robots will ride. Keep us strung out to track it past five.
Last song is called Take Five on Man.
Rise again from the ashes, over seas, followed Atlantis. again, right again, from the action. Take fire on man, shooting through the blood, screaming fiery tail, piercing through the veil. No boy looking back, crash landing down below. Nowhere else we can go. It's the rocket.
Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Their new album is called Time for a Falling Sky, and you can celebrate the release with them on June 16th at Oscars in Vandalia. They're going to be joined on stage by Yurf and Suffer These Wounds. We've got links up to all the info at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can also catch them June 22nd at Jimmy's Ladder 11 and June 23rd at the Oregon Express in downtown Dayton. Lots of chances to check these guys out and get your hands on the album. Thank you all so much for being
here.
We can't
thank you enough, Juliet. You rock.
Thank you so very much.